Have you ever wondered what actually happens during a radiation therapy session? Maybe you've imagined glowing beams, pain, or something out of a science fiction movie. In today's episode, I'll walk you through exactly what happens, step by step, so you know what to expect and can feel at ease as you're starting radiation therapy. Welcome to The Healing Beam, the podcast that helps patients and families navigate radiation therapy with clarity, compassion, and confidence. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist who's worked with countless patients getting radiation therapy of all forms. And my goal here is simple: to help you feel informed, supported, and reassured every step of the way. Today, we're kicking off with a big question. What really happens in a radiation therapy session? For many patients, the scariest part isn't the treatment itself. It's the unknown. The machines, the process, even just walking through the door for the first time can bring up a lot of anxiety. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through what to expect in a typical session. I'm going to clear up some common concerns, and then I'll share a few tips from patients who've been there before. First, let's set the stage. When you come in for a radiation therapy session, it's not like a long hospital stay. Most treatments are outpatient, which means when you come in, you have your session, and then you go home the very same day. You'll usually start by checking in at the front desk, much like any other medical appointment. Then you'll wait in a waiting room until it's your turn to be treated. A radiation therapist, that's the professional who runs the treatment session, and you will see them every day. They'll greet you and bring you back to the treatment room. Now, here's where some nerves can kick in. The treatment room is large, and at the center of it is the machine. That's the linear accelerator, or LINAC, as we like to call it. It can look intimidating at first, but here's the truth. It's just a highly precise tool, and it is designed with your safety as its number one priority. I know this because it's my job as the medical physicist to ensure that all of those safety features are working properly. The therapist will help you get positioned on the treatment table, often using small alignment marks or even a custom mask or mold to make sure you're in the right spot. That's because accuracy is everything in radiation therapy. The goal is to target the cancer while sparing as much healthy tissue around it as possible. Once you're set up, the therapists will step out of the room to operate the machine. But, and this is important, you are never truly alone. Every treatment room has microphones and cameras that the therapists can see and hear you with at all times from outside the room. And if you need them, they can be right back in the room with you instantly. All you need to do is talk to them like they're standing there with you, or wave your hand, and they can come in. There may be parts of the machine that move in and out, and those are the X-ray systems that are used to position you on the treatment couch even more accurately than the therapists initially set up. After those pictures are taken, you'll feel the couch move a little bit, and then you'll be ready for treatment. The treatment itself usually lasts just a few minutes. You won't feel the radiation. There won't be any lights coming from the machine, no heat, no buzzing sensation in your body, and no, it will not be turning you into Bruce Banner. The machine may make some soft whirring or clicking noises as it rotates into different positions. But otherwise, the session is surprisingly quiet and uneventful. The machine may rotate around you several times, or it may rotate a little bit and stop a few times, depending on your particular treatment plan. And then that's it. The treatment is complete. Once the treatment is finished, the team will be back in to get you down and on your way. Once every week, the nurse and the doctor will check in with you to see how treatments are going, what kind of side effects you might be seeing, and how we can manage those. If it's not that day of the week, then you are all done and you are free to go. I remember one patient telling me, I thought I'd feel something dramatic when the treatment started, like a shock or a wave, but instead it was nothing. The scariest part was all in my head before I even got there. And you know, that's a really common experience. The unknown is always bigger than the reality. And once patients get through that first session, they often say, oh, is that all it is? I can handle this. Some people even bring their own small rituals, like listening to their preferred music before going in, practicing a breathing exercise, or even chatting with the other patients in the waiting room or the treatment team to ease their nerves. Those little routines are encouraged and they can make the whole process feel even more comfortable. So, if you take just one thing away from this episode, let it be this. Radiation therapy sessions are painless, relatively quick, and done with a whole team of people watching out for your safety. It's completely normal to feel anxious before your first treatment, but most patients find that the hardest part is just the waiting and the wondering. Once you know what to expect, it becomes much more manageable. Be sure and talk with your team about this as well if you do have some nerves on that first day. They will have some ideas and some tools to help ease your nerves. One good example is the ability to play music in the treatment room while you're in position waiting for your treatment to finish. That's really helpful for patients to stay still and be at ease. Okay, let's quickly recap. Radiation therapy sessions are outpatient, and usually they take less than half an hour with just a few minutes of actual treatment delivery time. You won't feel the radiation itself. It is painless. And most importantly, even if you're in the room by yourself for treatment, you're never truly alone. Your care team is right there with you every step of the way. If you're heading into your first treatment soon, I want you to know that you can do this. You're stronger than you realize, and you don't have to face it without support. If you liked this episode, head over to underthebeam.com. That's where you'll find blogs, videos, and other guides to help you feel more confident about your treatment journey. I created that website to provide real tips and education from someone whose job it is to make sure all patients are treated well and safely. And if you'd like even more of a personalized level of support, check out my coaching program, Phys Assist, where I work directly with patients and their families to answer their particular questions and guide them through the entire process, step by step. There are many options there to tailor exactly what you need to get through treatments. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Healing Beam, part of the Under the Beam family. Until next time, remember, knowledge is strength, and you don't have to go through this alone. See you next time.